This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I just wondered if I'm a bad parent. I don't know if I probably rank as not one of the best parents out there. And I don't know what's wrong with me, and maybe help me through this, but I'm tired when I come home from work. Obviously, I'm very, very busy. We do radio, which is kind of considered full-time radio, right? And then I teach, and then I come home, and I'm tired. And I guess both my kids have games tonight, and they're like, late. They're like seven. So both my kids play lacrosse. And they're not bad. I mean, they're not the best players out there. Okay. You know, so I'm not one of the moms that gets to sit there and watch their kid always score. You know, those moms, you know, we kind of envy, and, you know, the moms and the dads are high-fiving each other and everybody's patting them on the back. I mean, my kids, I love my kids to death. They're good kids, but, you know, they're definitely not the star players. And I don't want to go to their games tonight. There's two of them. I can't even be at both. And again, don't tell them I told you this. That's why I feel like I'm such a bad parent. I'm tired. Well, there's a few things going on with me. Okay, first, you guys remember, Passover finally ended. And so I haven't been able to, like, poop in about a week. You know how nice it would be for me to come home from work, right, and use some sort of a glycerin suppository or whatever I have in the cupboard and just poop? You know how nice that would be? I mean, I only need about maybe 30 minutes, but I can't do that when I have to bring my kid to the game. And by the way, when your kid has a game, and let's say the game is at 7 or 7:30, you can't just show up at 7 or 7:30. Okay, because you have to take your kid there, and they got to be there an hour in advance. Well, if they got to be there an hour in advance, that means you got to be there at 6. So if you're there at 6, and the game's not going to get out till 9:30, you see my problem? And you can say, well, Dahlia, that's okay. If you got out of work at 5, you don't have to, you know, take them to the game till 6. No, you don't understand. I work 45 minutes away from home. So I'm going to have to, I won't even get home till 6. And I gotta be at the place by 6? There's no way. Alright, so, you know, I'm married. Alright, which is an advantage to being married. Alright, so I go to my husband. And I go, okay, so what do we do? He's like, well, look, I can only be at one of the kids' games. Yeah, if you gotta take a dump, try to do it before work. Okay, there's no way that I could go to the bathroom before work. There is no way. Because I always have to rush. You know, I have to race to get to the studio today. I mean, we are talking lightning speed, okay? Steve McQueen style to get to, you know, my studio. So there was no way for me to, you know, do it then. So I'm going to pick the kid whose game, they both kind of, to me, play equally. I mean, they're both good, you know, but not, like, great. So I'm going to try to pick the game that's going to get me back home the soonest. But you want to know what? I'm not going to get home until about 9:30, 10 at night, and I just don't want to go. Now, what do you do for the 2 hours? Now, I see what the other parents do, because I always think I'm very inadequate when it comes to me being a parent, me being a wife, me being a lover. You know, I just really stink at a lot of things. I can't cook. You know, I mean, you guys see how I do radio. Case in point, okay? I'm just not the best at anything. And so, you know, when I try to go to the games, and, you know, I try to look like I'm enjoying myself, you know, and I root for my kid, but there's, you know, there's certain etiquette at these games. You got to be very, very careful, okay? If you just root for your kid, did you guys know that's bad? You're not supposed to be doing that because you need to root for all the kids. You see, if I just go, yeah, good, good, go Stone, go Brock, ooh, you rock, then the other parents are like, well, what about my kid? My kid actually scored a goal. Your kid didn't. So you're like, okay, you know what? You're right. Okay. Yay, Drew. All right, Drew, you rock. Okay? Well, what if you're sitting next to a parent whose kid isn't Drew and whose kid isn't yours? So now you got to make nice, nice. So you go, okay, well, you know, who's your kid? Well, my kid's name is Bobby. Well, what number is your kid? Oh, he's the kid that, you know, made that goal. Oh, your kid made goals too? Crap. Okay. Yay, Bobby. So now my kids see me on the side, okay? They can tell I'm kind of upset because I haven't been able to go to the bathroom yet. And they see me now cheering for the other kids. And this is the kicker, okay? If Bobby and Drew keep scoring and the other parents are watching me with an evil eye to make sure that I am rooting for them, I'm going to be, you know, continually saying, yay, Bobby, yay, Drew, yay, Bobby, yay, Drew. Now, remember, I am the loudest of all the parents. So my kids now are on the sidelines looking at me going, she hasn't said yay Stone or yay Brock once. Well, I would if I didn't have to be cheering on all these other parents' kids. And maybe I would cheer you on if you guys made a goal. Now, here's the problem. My kids both play defense. I know, which means my kids will never make a goal if they play defense. So what I do try to do is scream, go defense, okay? Which, you know, isn't enough, okay? And let's say the ball, okay, my kids are playing on teams. I think the teams are really, really good, but they're not doing well this year, both of their teams. So defense doesn't get the ball a lot because the other team's offense, have you guys seen lacrosse? It's kind of like hockey on a field. No, it's not like cricket at all. I don't even know what cricket is. No, lacrosse is where you have a net and a stick and you chuck a ball into a goal and you run around a lot, but you're not allowed to kick the ball, but you are allowed to hit everybody with your stick. All right, so my kids play defense. Well, if the other team they're playing is really good, and I think tonight both of them are playing good teams, the ball never makes it to defense. The offense is always having the ball. So I guess the other team knocks it through the goal before my kids even realize it's there. So you know what? I don't know. My kids really don't like me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys are like, wait a second, man, I didn't know I was going to be listening to the Adjanalia show. Okay, you got about 2 seconds to change the channel, okay? Big thanks to you all for joining in on purpose, okay, and not by default. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. And for those of you that are fans of the show, two of you out there, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys know that I'm married. I'm happily married. I've been married for about 20 years. Corey, my husband, hasn't divorced me yet. It could come soon. You know, I mean, I'm obviously not the best in bed, right? So it could happen. Okay, it could happen. So I really keep up on what's going on with the local dating scenes. And this article kind of piqued my interest. It's an article discussing the best profile picture to get you a date. So this is what men and women need to do with their photos. It's being reported by Daily Mail, and I think that's pretty good. So let's take a look at this, okay? Apparently there's a dating app called Hinge. Did you guys know about this?
I don't know about it. All right. Again, I don't need to know about it because I'm married. But again, you just never know. Corey may be like, you want to know what? It's just, I'm miserable. I've always been miserable. That's, to be honest, that's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is that my husband has been lying to me this whole time. You know, and he really is miserable. I mean, look, I know he's not the happiest. I mean, how can he be happy? He's married to me, you know. But, you know, he actually admits it and goes, you want to know what? I really can't do this anymore. You know, I faked it for 20 years. So I just have to be ready. You know, so you know, I'm trying to diet. I'm trying to make myself look good in case he does drop me. But anyway, so there's a dating app called Hinge. And I guess many people do their profile picture wrong. And it could, I guess, thwart somebody from one. I love the word thwart because my lisp doesn't sound bad at all when I say thwart. But it could thwart people from wanting to date you. So Hinge has released data on the most successful photo practices. They say women should smile with their teeth, but men should avoid looking away from the camera. They also say never, ever, ever do a bathroom selfie. Yeah, I don't understand that. A lot of you guys will be shirtless in the bathroom and take a picture of yourself. I don't think that's very, very attractive. I would not do that. You know what's really attractive? I tell you what's really attractive, okay? Now, mind you, I know I'm not in my 20s, and that's what you guys are looking for. But, okay, somebody middle-aged in their 40s, okay? If once I become in my 40s, okay? That was a close one. Almost let that one slip. All right. I found there was a picture that Viggo Mortensen had, okay? What do you mean, who's Viggo Mortensen? He played Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Very hot, very sexy. But there was a picture of him where he was lying in bed. He was dressed. He was completely dressed. Right? It looked like a daylight picture, and his head was up against the pillow. I think. I don't know. I haven't seen that picture in years. But if I remember, and I'm like, you know, that's a good-looking picture of him. It's not like a sexy, gross type of thing. It just, that was a really, really attractive picture. I think women, even though, yes, trust me, thunder down under, you know, with them being shirtless and stuff, very, very sexy. But remember, okay, who is your audience? Who are you trying to attract? Are you trying to attract a one-night stand? Are you trying to attract a woman who wants you to marry her? Oh, never mind. Okay, I get it. Yeah, well, then that's why you guys do the selfies. All right, sorry. All right, I forgot who I was talking to for a second there. All right, now, I guess that's all you want, somebody that wants you for your body, then, yeah, I guess you want to show off your body. Okay, so they say, women, put your hair up. If your hair is up, you're 27% more likely to receive a like. I don't know how this app works, but, all right. Smile with your teeth. You're 76% more likely to receive a like. Look away. Don't look at the camera. Look away. Look away, look away. Okay, you know what? You know what? I understand the look away issue. Okay. All right. Yet for a man, he has to look at the camera. This is very interesting. The reason why a woman looking away is probably more attractive is if we're looking at the whole alpha male animalistic sort of thing, right? You know, back in caveman days or whatever, okay? And from again, you know, people were still animals, all right? The male, alpha male, doesn't want a female's focus on somebody else, okay? All right? What really works with guys is if they think you're, I hate to say hard to get, I don't like that idea, all right, because I don't like playing games, I don't think that's right, but if you're all googly-eyed and goopy over them, et cetera, some of these guys, they don't like it, okay? They need to know there's a little bit of a chase. They just do. Guys like just that little bit of a chase. So if a woman is looking straight into the camera, that could possibly look like, okay, well, you know, I'm yours, and I'm going to be hunting you down, et cetera. No, 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 no. Guys don't want eyes on them all the time. Okay? It's more attractive for you to be like, oh, doing your own thing, and then them making their move. See what I mean? So that's probably why guys like ladies looking away, right, okay, from the picture. Stand alone. If you're standing alone and you look approachable, but if your picture is you standing around a bunch of guys, not going to like that.
Data scientists from New York-based dating app Inge analyzed their members' photos to reveal which profile pictures got the most likes. The team assigned 35 unique photo tags to smiling with or without teeth to a random sample of 1,000 photos, and then they looked at which tags people liked. And what about men? For men, don't show your teeth. Again, that's part of the whole animal theory, right? If women see teeth, that just looks too aggressive. So a man who smiles without teeth looks more, I don't want to use the word docile, but seems to be safer. So smile without teeth. Look ahead into the camera, looking at the picture. Okay, looking at the camera. And the reason why is women cannot stand when you don't pay attention to us. If you are looking the other way, we're like, fine, you know what, I'm done with you. I do that all the time. If my husband is not looking at me when I'm talking to him, I get furious. I don't mean to. I don't blame him for trying to look at something else, his phone or whatever. But if he's not paying attention to me, I go crazy. Okay? So if your profile picture is where you're looking the other way, nah, she's not even going to spend time. If you stand alone, that's better. Don't be standing there with a hot babe and go, you know what, she's just my friend. No. All right? Let me see here. What else? Beach photos. They say women are 45% less likely to receive a like if they're standing at the beach. That would probably be me, too. Have you guys ever seen me in a bikini? Have you even seen me in a one piece? I'm at the point now where I like wear a muumuu to the beach. I'm like so done with trying to show my thunder thighs and the cellulite. I just can't do it. I cannot let, you know, I mean, I scare the fish away. And my husband says, look, you know, we want to snorkel and we want to scuba dive. You know, honey, can you just stay in the room? Because when you're on the beach, I think it's a whale coming. So beach photos, not that good. Now, why would guys, again, you know, and again, we're right now looking at, in this particular scenario, heterosexual couples, right? But why would a guy not like a lady in a beach photo? Because chances are that lady is there with another guy. Girls don't a lot of times go and, you know, stand by themselves. It just looks like she was there with somebody else. Also, guys don't want you to be looked at by other guys. So if you're going to be the type that's going to be standing there in the middle of the ocean, then they're going to fear that somebody else wants to look at you. Okay? Men also. Okay? Men who stand in the middle of a beach doesn't work. And what about sports? Women are 166% more likely to receive a like if it's a sports-related photo. Guys love women that work out. Guys love it when a woman keeps herself in shape. They do. Men are 45% more likely to receive a photo, a like if it's a sports-related photo. Girls like that, too. I think athletes are very, very sexy. If you're in football gear, oh, my gosh. Okay? If you're even watching a Tom Brady football game, still, I get turned on by that. I just think that's excellent. But be very, very careful. Don't be shirtless. Okay? With your selfies, you got to be careful. All right? With selfies, have somebody else take your photo. If you are trying to date somebody and you put up your profile and it's a selfie, that's not as good as somebody taking a picture of you because then that means you have a friend. Okay? See, people are smart. This is what they pick up from these. Bathroom selfies, really bad. Please don't sit on the toilet, especially. Black and white. They don't like photos that are black and white. All right? Very interesting. Actually, they do. They say 3% of photos are black and white, but black and white photos are 106% more likely to receive a like. Black and white photos, I think my black and white photos look way better than my color photos. So that could be good. Let me see. Anything else? Don't add, like funny filters to your picture. That's dumb. All right. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, hospital inspections may soon become public. The data that was obtained when they inspected the hospital. They say the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services want to require that private health care accreditors publicly detail problems they find during inspections of hospitals and other medical facilities, as well as the steps being taken to fix them. Nearly 9 in 10 hospitals are directly overseen by those accreditors, not the government.
They say there's increasing concern among regulators that private creditors are not picking up on serious problems at health facilities. Each year, CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, take a sample of hospitals and other healthcare facilities accredited by private organizations and does its own inspections to validate the work of the groups. In a 2016 report, CMS noted that its review found that accrediting organizations often missed serious deficiencies found soon after by state inspectors. So this is some serious stuff. 2014, for instance, they said state officials examined 103 acute care hospitals that had been reviewed by an accreditor in the past 60 days. The state officials found 41 serious deficiencies. Of those, 39 were missed by the accrediting organizations. They say this disparity raises serious concerns, quote, regarding the accrediting organization's ability to appropriately identify and cite health and safety deficiencies during inspections. CMS officials wrote when they released draft regulations, including the proposed change Friday. Obviously, this is going to be huge, as we're hearing more and more issues when it comes to hospital errors, when it comes to medication errors, when it comes to hospital-acquired infections, etc. They say the move follows steps CMS took several years ago to post government inspection reports online for nursing homes and some hospitals. ProPublica has created a tool called Nursing Home Inspect to allow people to more easily search through the nursing home deficiency reports. The Association of Healthcare Journalists has done the same for hospital violations. Those government inspection reports do not identify patients or medical staff, but they do offer a description of what went wrong. This includes medication errors, operations on the wrong patient or the wrong body part, and patient abuse. They say positive accrediting organizations, being this being reported by NPR, the largest of which is the Joint Commission, has not followed suit, creating, quote, a patchwork of disclosure in which some inspections are public and some are not. So CMS proposed rules are designed to fix this. They say we believe it is important to continue to lead the effort to make information regarding healthcare facilities compliance with health and safety requirements publicly available. Medical errors, they say, are a leading cause of death and injuries in U.S. hospitals. Back in 1999, a report by the Institute of Medicine said close to 100,000 people a year die because of mistakes in hospitals. Subsequent reports are much higher. I think that is ridiculous. I mean, I have never in any of my training, and I'm not saying this to just protect the medical community, I have never seen a hospital error kill somebody in any of my training. I mean, my guess is what they're talking about is somebody needed 5 milligrams and they were given 500. Or somebody didn't wash their hands, touched another patient, and then went to another room. I never saw that happen. I saw everybody wash their hands. I saw everybody double-check the dosing. I didn't see equipment malfunction. So I never saw anybody die because of a medical error in a hospital. I saw people die because they came in with CHF, congestive heart failure. I saw people die because they had a heart attack. I saw people die because they came in with pneumonia. I saw people die because of a car accident or a gunshot wound. So, and I mean, you know, when you're working 36-hour shifts and you are there in the hospital and you are, you know, you see stuff in all my years and all my hours of training, and I never saw that. Now, did I see people say stupid things? Yeah, absolutely. Did I see people, let's say, you know, be rude to a patient? Absolutely, I've seen that. That was hard to see, but in terms of an actual mistake causing a death, no, I haven't. But obviously it happens if there's this report saying over 100,000 people die each year. I'd like to really get specifics on what exactly happened. I mean, if we are having 100,000 medication errors, something's wrong, especially since everything's computerized these days. Now, we have heard of stories where people who were addicts would steal the medication away from somebody, seal the fentanyl or the pain medication, and then inject saline instead, but we haven't heard of deaths because of that.
So, again, I'm very, very curious to see what exactly is going on, why over 100,000 people a year are dying in the hospital. But these inspections and the openness and the transparency of these inspections could help. They say to qualify for federal funding, health facilities have to meet minimum requirements, known as Medicare conditions of participation. If a health facility has problems and doesn't fix them, then they can lose Medicare funding. I think that's fair. It rarely happens, but obviously it would be crippling for an institution, right? I mean, you know, these hospitals have to have good Q&A, good quality assurance, good management. They have to be able to have checks and balances. They have to have good, you know, supervision. Right? They need to, these are something that I think, you know, patients need. They trust. State health departments get funding from CMS to inspect facilities to ensure that they comply with these requirements. But the law also allows hospitals, ambulatory surgical centers, home health agencies, hospices to pay private national accrediting organizations for oversight. The Joint Commission conducts unannounced inspections at hospitals at least once every 39 months. Now, what's the negative to this? I on the outset, I see absolutely no negative. The hospital needs to be looked at. There needs to be transparency, et cetera. What's the negative? Well, take a look at that statement, how they talked about many facilities don't use government auditors, but they use private. Now, what would be the advantage to that? Now, the only thing I could think of is if you are going to have a transparent, let's say, I mean, you know, things that go online are misinterpreted lots of times. You know, we've talked about how somebody might have, let's say, shoplifted some gum as a teenager, got in trouble for that. And if that is reported online as theft, it was theft, but somebody's not going to realize it was just a piece of gum. They're going to think that somebody robbed a bank. So, if let's say you have a government worker that comes in and says lack of cleanliness. All right, to somebody, they're going to think that's mud and blood, etc. But if what they were talking about was somebody in the bathroom had a bloody nose and there was toilet paper or blood, okay, in that bathroom, and when the inspector came, it hadn't gotten cleaned up by custodial, boom, it's marked under cleanliness. I mean, was that really in the ICU? Was it really? And mind you, yeah, you know, hospital bathrooms need to be clean as well for visitors. But, you know, sometimes the definitions are so broad. The other thing, too, is, you know, rumor has it that if you're ever audited by Medicaid or Medicare, nobody comes out and says, you know what, you were perfect. If they're spending the money and they're taking the time, they're going to find something. Right? They always find something. Right? There was a doctor who, you know, was in the room with the patients, had, you know, great EHR. And he said when he was audited by Medicare, they said he should have billed it as a nurse visit, even though he was in the room and even though he had pages of documentation in his electronic medical record. When the auditor came, they said, you know what, you should have billed that as a nurse visit. There, you know, there's no way to pass 100%. So when it comes to the government, many people are like, you want to know what? I'm going to get a private organization that can overlook and look at things. And so, but overall, I think we do need to have more accountability when it comes to hospitals and their cleanliness and their issues. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this quote-unquote Hawaii brain
parasite epidemic. I don't like calling it an epidemic, but technically there is a cluster of this Hawaii brain parasite, this outbreak of quote-unquote rat lungworm. And as we talked about last week or the week before, this rat lungworm is a parasite that is found in the pulmonary arteries of rats. And this pulmonary arteries of rats ends up, it's a roundworm. And what ends up happening is the roundworm lays eggs in the pulmonary artery of rats. The eggs hatch, and when they're first stage larvae, they climb to the throat of the rat. The rat ends up swallowing it, and then ends up passing it through its poop. Rat poop gets picked up. Rat poop gets picked up by slugs, snails, etc. And then if people, humans, consume this, unfortunately what ends up happening is then they could get this parasite that can lead to meningitis. Actually, it could also lead to a sister bacteria species, could lead to a very severe abdominal issue. So this Angiostrongylus cantonensis is the parasite in question that we're talking about. And I guess Hawaii Department of Health confirmed about 11 cases last year. This year, they're already up at 11 cases, and we haven't even finished April yet. And 6 additional cases have been suspected. But the latest news is 2 of the cases, they believe, and possibly 4 more that they're investigating, 2 of the cases came from people who live in Hawaii that drink this drink called kava. It's a homemade kava kava drink. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, isn't kava or kava kava something that people take to relax? It's been in the news. Yeah, it has. Kava is kind of a calming, you know, anti-anxiety sort of root. It's kind of a natural substance. And even though you see this in health food stores, some countries have banned it. I believe a few years back, I think it was in England, somebody died from kava kava. So you need to be very, very careful because of its interactions with other medications. But the Piper methysticum plant, I guess, is where they extract the kava kava from, and people make a homemade drink. I guess it's supposed to be very popular, kind of like people drink a beer. It's used to relax. It's legal, you know, so it's kind of like a drink form of marijuana, so to speak, or like a drink form of Xanax. And so they believe what happened is these people were brewing their own kava kava drink, and then they left it out, and it was uncovered. And then the next day they had some, and when they looked around, they saw there were slugs. So they think slugs contaminated the kava kava drink. And remember, slugs picked up the rat lungworm from rat poop. So it's crazy how it went that far. But right now, there's 4 other suspected cases that they think also happened to people that drink kava. So we're not saying that kava drink is the sole source of this rat lungworm. But we have seen a spike in cases. And it may be not so much that more people are drinking kava kava, but because there's maybe a lot of growth of slugs around, and these slugs, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen them. You know, they're kind of like snails, except they're more wormy looking. If you go to my website at drdahlia.com, I got a picture of one. And, they have a slime with it. They kind of exude a slime. And, that's what we believe could be what's passing it. So what is kava kava? Because I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, I'd love to make myself a drink of that. As I said, it comes from the plant that we see on a lot of South Pacific islands. It's been used for centuries. It has a calming effect, acts like diazepam or Valium wood. They've also, as benzodiazepines do, have found kava to, you know, possibly control seizures and prevent them. However, we are not in the medical profession ready to tell people to take these medications. It's not addictive from what we understand. According to WebMD, you can prepare it as a tea, as a tincture, in a variety of ways, powder, etc. So there's been a lot of concerns. There's been a case of liver failure that we've seen. We don't want people on it for months at a time, even though it's not addictive. We don't know what it could do to the body's liver, kidneys. Again, you know, I don't care if it's from a plant. Somebody told me that 50% of berries in this world are poisonous berries that you see on plants. There's a 50-50 chance that berry could be poisonous and deadly. You know, we forget that just because something grows on a plant doesn't necessarily mean it's for human consumption. Remember, humans, you know, are more carnivores than they are herbivores. Even though, yeah, we have a lot of vegetarians out there and vegans, I get that. Good for you guys. But, you know, I mean, we were trained to want meat. And in my case, chocolate. So just because there's a plant and we eat fruits and vegetables and berries doesn't necessarily mean it's 100% good for you. So WebMD discusses that you should not combine this with alcohol. You should not combine it with any mood stabilizers or antidepressants. Or if you're on a medication that treats a psychiatric disorder, don't mix it. And remember, because it's sedating, you don't want to mix it with alcohol. It could also cause allergic reactions. It could even yellow your skin, hair, and nails. Why would it yellow your skin, hair, and nails? Because of liver issues. It may cause you to become jaundiced. You may notice that it doesn't seem to be as powerful the next time you drink it. Can you imagine people drinking this drink and then getting a meningitis because of the rat lungworm? And homemade brews are obviously not pasteurized or not, you know, the cleanest drinks. Be careful with, you may have a shortness of breath. You may have some issues because of side effects or allergies. They say the US FDA has investigated whether using dietary supplements containing kava will hurt your liver. Reports from Germany and Switzerland about kava causing serious liver problems led to the removal of these products from the shelves of Britain. According to WebMD, other countries have advised consumers to avoid using kava until further information is available. So, you know, the moral to this story is, you know, people want to relax. Okay? People will use, you know, whatever they have at their disposal, and many times that's legal, to kind of relax after work and enjoy. People like to do that. They like to hang out outside. They like to take something that calms them down. They like to feel good. People want to feel good. But the moral to this story is, if you do brew anything of your own, okay, realize that, you know, there are chemicals within it, and it could also become contaminated. So you need to look around, all right, any of your foods, see if slime or, you know, snails or whatever was nearby, and you always have to cover up your food pretty good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say taking the pill can give women mood swings. Well, duh. All right. They say the synthetic versions of the hormones estrogen and progesterone, if they're ingested, can affect the chemical balance of the brain. And a team of British and Swedish researchers found that the contraceptive could lower energy levels, but may not be linked to depression. They say some of the cases may, unfortunately, because the mood swings, cause women to not want to take their pills on a regular basis. If they don't take their pills or contraceptive pills on a regular basis, then they aren't having contraception. They could get pregnant. So, researchers looked at the effects of a combined estrogen progesterone pill containing ethyl estradiol and levonorgestrel on 340 women. And they find it as the first choice for many women because it carries the least risk of blood clots, which is obviously a very scary side effect of these. And they said the participants were randomly assigned to either receive a placebo or the regular drug. They were not told which they were taking. And they found negative impacts on people's quality of life because of their mood swings. So just keep that in mind. There are other forms of birth control that may not cause as many mood swings, such as like an IUD, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.